Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show, and it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool Disney flicks, we have one of the actresses from the new movie, Disenchanted, coming into the studio, Ingrid Werner. And then also we have a lovely guest co-host who we had as a guest, actress Lexa Gluck, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you wanted to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as Ingrid Werner or Alexa Gluck, guest co-host, go to our Facebook page at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you would like the music we're going to be playing today, or you'd like to maybe send some nice little fan mail letters or anything like that that we could read off the air, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E. T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, on Twitter. And then on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, it's Tyrone Tan Official, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N-N Official. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, it's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, first off, I want to say thank you to all the lovely guest co-hosts that have been coming out to my show that we've been rotating through the seasons. And I always love having the guest co-hosts on. It's always fun, funner, so to speak, for me. But we are going to be introducing, we introduced her. She was already a guest on the show, but now she's coming back as a guest co-host to introduce this lovely guest of the hour. Here she is. She's an actress. She's a producer. She's from films such as Desert Sky. She's got projects such as Legion, Reboot, and then the upcoming Welcome to Chippendales. My dear friend, here she is, actress, producer, Lexa Gluck. Welcome back as now the guest co-host. Welcome back.
Hi, Tyrone.
Hi,
thanks,
Lexa.
For having me.
Lexa Gluck. I forgot to ask you, is that your real birth name? It sounds so, like, really cool.
Thank you so much. It is my real birth name.
It's like Lexa Gluck.
Right? Yeah, we got that.
Was Lexa short for anything or no?
It's short for Alexandra.
Okay. But that's awesome. Okay,
yeah, I can thank my mom for that cool nickname.
Yeah,
huh?
It's cool. For those that maybe missed you on the when you were a guest on the show, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, just to kind of recap about Lexa Gluck.
Sure. I spoke with Tyrone in June when I had my micropilot premiere at Dances with Films Festival at the iconic Chinese Theaters. Mm-hmm. I'm an actress and I hail from Boston, Massachusetts, and now I work professionally in film and television.
Awesome.
In Los Angeles. Yeah.
Awesome. And again, yeah, we got to promote your film Desert Sky.
Yeah.
And then, and since then, you've had some other stuff coming up. Tell the audience a little bit about what you got coming up, because you got a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. I was in the pilot episode of Steve Levitan's new show, Reboot, the creator of Modern Family, and that is streaming on Hulu right now. And then next week, I am featured in the Welcome to Chippendales pilot.
Wow.
By Robert Siegel, who did Pam and Tommy on Hulu.
Yeah.
And the series is directed by WandaVision director Matt Shackman. And
wow.
Starring Kumail Nanjiani and Murray Bartlett.
Wow. And you knew that all without even looking at a piece of paper. That's pretty good.
They don't call me an actor for nothing,
Tyrone. No, it's really cool. For people that don't know, she's not even reading it off. That's a lot of information. And you got to say that really smoothly. And
thank
I give you a lot of credit, because there's a lot of people that have to, like, they're looking at their publicist going, hey, wait, what was this again? What was I need to say? You memorized. By any chance, did you used to do pageants?
I didn't do pageants, but I did speech and debate.
Okay.
So yeah, you, a little bit nerdier, yeah, but you know, there were still trophies involved.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you model?
I did model.
Okay. So if you guys don't know what Lexi Gluck looks like, check her out on her socials, but also you can check out our Facebook page, Stars Entertainment, check out our guest co-host, and then also maybe go back on our, see if you listen to the show, Lexi Gluck. And you got social medias.
I do. Okay. At Lexi Gluck. Come find me.
Yeah, that's a, that's a come find me. Lexi Gluck. So that's LexiGluck, right?
Yeah, you can't forget that
man,
one.
It's Lexi Gluck. All right. So cool. So, and that's her social media. So check her out. Again, she's got Legion, Reboot, Desert Sky, and then the upcoming Welcome to Chippendales. How was that working like on that? Particularly, did you even know what was it called that when you auditioned for it? Did you knew you were getting into?
Yeah, it was called the Untitled Chippendales Project.
Okay,
but I did. It was really fantastic. It's an incredible true story filled with lots of twists and turns, and you'll have to tune in November 22nd.
Okay, check it out again, Lexi Gluck. So I don't know by any chance, did you get the memo? The memo. I don't know if you remember when you were the guest of the hour, the guest co-host at that time. We would the guest co-host talks about some movie reviews by any chance, and not I could always talk about what I would saw. Have you seen any movies lately in the theater?
Oh, absolutely.
What did you see?
I just saw Steven Spielberg's masterpiece. Ooh. The Fablemans.
Okay, you know what? I was going to talk about Black Panther, but I did not get to see that. So you know what? Let's see. Maybe we could have you talk about the Fablemans.
Yeah, the Fablemans. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about that because since you saw that, I did not get to see it. So let me do a quick little intro here. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little synopsis again. The Fablemans, rated PG-13. A little synopsis, thanks to IMDb. Growing up in post-World War II era Arizona, young Sammy Fableman aspires to become a filmmaker as he reaches adolescence, but soon discovers a shattering family secret and explores how the power of films can help him see the truth. Directed by the one and only awesome Steven Spielberg, written by Steven Spielberg, Tony Kushner, and then starring the awesome Michelle Williams, Gabriel LaBelle, Paul Dano, Seth Rogen, Judd Hirsch, a plethora of great talent in this movie. I did not get to see the film, but Lexi Gluck did. So what did you think of the film, of the movie?
I thought it was outstanding. Honestly, one of the best films I've ever seen.
Really?
Okay. I was absolutely sucked into this film for the full 2.5 hour runtime.
That's awesome.
I did not look away, and I think that it has to be one of Spielberg's most vulnerable and beautiful film so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Someone you'd like to work with one day, I'm sure.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. How was Judd Hirsch? Judd Hirsch was, he played the Uncle Boris.
Oh, yeah. You know, he had a cute scene. He comes in there and turns everything upside down. I don't want to give any spoilers, but he comes in for a really great scene and gives our protagonist, Sammy, who is the outstanding Gabriel LaBelle, mm-hmm. A really important lesson on keeping the faith of staying an artist and following his true passion to become a filmmaker.
Okay. So since you saw this, I did not. I'm wanting to go see this. Just haven't had the time, but this is Spielberg's one of my favorites. And got to meet him years ago, and very nice gentleman. But would you recommend checking this out in the theater, waiting till Blu-ray? Or what?
Absolutely. I would give this a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Go see it in the theater. See Spielberg's extraordinary storytelling on the big screen where it was meant to be seen, and see Paul Dano and Michelle Williams give honestly career best performances.
Wow. All right. So again, 100%. Lexi Gluck recommends checking out The Fablemans, rated PG-13, again, directed by the awesome Steven Spielberg, out there in theaters. And yeah, I'm hearing some Oscar buzz. Some people have been saying a lot of Oscar buzz, so hopefully it'll be keeping it out there in the theater. So check it out.
Michelle's never won an Oscar, so.
Well, how's she? Oh, she's been nominated.
No, nominated four times.
Wow.
It's time.
All right. So again, that's The Fablemans. Check it out. Okay, so I don't know, Lexi Gluck, if you got the other memo. The other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guest of the hour to bring them in into the studio. Like sometimes, you know, bring them in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way, or do I need to go to my backup plan to bring in this guest of the hour? Because I know you know this person, I believe.
I do know this person. And honestly, I think I'm going to choose her to come in the same way that I came in as a guest.
There's a Cinderella carriage?
Yeah, because you know, have a real life Disney princess on
our hands.
Yeah,
that's right. Because like I said, she's in a Disney film, if you don't know.
Absolutely.
And it's called Disenchanted. So I think it would be appropriate to bring her in like a Cinderella-esque Disney type of carriage, like with horses. And that's what I saw kind of going out there. But I wasn't sure if that was arranged for her or maybe just like...
They dropped me off too, you know.
Yeah,
from last
because
time,
you're like a princess as well. So we figured, you know what? Hey, but so I think we arranged this way because what's your back history a little bit with this
the
lovely person that's coming in?
Like wildly talented and extraordinary Ingrid Werner was my former classmate in our Masters of Fine Arts program at Harvard University.
Oh, you went to Harvard.
Harvard girls in the building tonight, Tyrone.
Wow.
And she's one of my best friends and an incredibly talented, amazing actress on the rise.
Awesome. Well, again, so I guess what you're going to do, you're going to open up that back door in the studio right there. You're going to wave her down. I mean, look at all those fans out over there.
Wow.
So they're already there. I mean, I know that I heard the premiere was last night for Disenchanted, so they probably they probably stayed overnight for her.
Honestly, I mistook it for the Oscars.
So,
but,
here she is. Okay, so we're going to bring her. You're going to whistle in the horses. I think on the count of three, you'll whistle her in. Again, the guest coming in is her name is Ingrid Werner. Again, she's from the new movie, Disney's Disenchanted, coming into the studio. So on the count of three, you want to just whistle in the horses? Okay, here we go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Uh-oh, waving to all the fans outside. Oh, they're throwing roses at her. Oh, my gosh. She's coming up. She's stopping for selfies. There she is. Signing some autographs. Some of these guys are throwing their shirts at them. I don't know if she's taken or what. She's throwing some kisses at them. There she is. Oh, there she is. Oh, signing some more. Thank you for herself. She's coming down, stepping down on that Cinderella-esque carriage, walking in the studio. Here she is. She's an actress from the new movie, Disney's Disenchanted. She's also been in projects such as Dystopia, Seven and Me. Here she is from Harvard, a friend of Lexigluck. Here she is, actress Ingrid Werner. Welcome, Ingrid Werner, to StarWarsTheName.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome. Look at all those fans out there.
I know. I lost a slipper on the way up, but I think somebody will get it later.
Someone's already selling that on eBay, I think.
I know.
All right. Well, again, welcome, Ingrid Werner, from the new film, Disney's Disenchanted. Welcome to StarWarsTheName.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Alexa Gluck, for arranging that carriage and horses and all that kind of good stuff.
It was really great.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Did you keep the receipt? I'm teasing. So Ingrid Werner, I don't know if your people talk to my people, so to speak, but we always like to start off with this hard-hitting question. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the hard-hitting question, all right. Alexa probably is used to this, but here she is. We always start off, because we want to get the guests to get to know you, hopefully, start to like you, start to follow you, if not fans already, and then start to, hopefully go see your movie and other projects, okay? Yeah. So here is the hard-hitting question we will start off with.
Okay.
Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in a little town called Asker.
Asker,
right outside Oslo in Norway.
Oh, now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actress or in the showbiz?
I think I always knew but didn't admit it until I was a teenager. But when I was 7, I was very, very shy. And I had a teacher who kind of pushed me into singing solos and doing like these characters that kind of stood out a little bit in musicals, and I was always too scared to kind of put myself forward, and he just pushed me into it, and I got addicted, I'd say.
Like physically pushed you? No, I'm
teasing. We've got a lawsuit going. He just like saw me and saw that I like wanted to be in the spotlight, but didn't dare do it, and Yeah, I have this like vivid memory. I was playing a lion in a musical. Don't even ask. I don't remember what it was. But I had a solo song, and I remember the lights dimming and like me stepping into the spotlight. And I was like, oh, this is addictive.
Wow.
And also having everybody see you, you know, it's this thing of like being seen, being heard. And yeah.
Now, who was your inspirations? Was there an actress or actor or something in general that just inspired you aside from?
Well, you know? I grew up like loving Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think that's like I was acting in my bedroom with the TV.
With a
I made my own Mr. Pointy. Yes, I did. I have it still. But I when I was a teenager, I think Nicole Kidman was like my biggest. I worshipped her.
Really? What was it about Nicole Kidman per se?
Well, she was so beautiful, but also very talented, and she was hitting that stride post Tom, you know, where she had like The Others, The Hours, Moulin Rouge, and I was like, this woman's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about actors? Any favorite actors that you? Or not really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Brad Pitt's amazing.
Is he a newcomer? I'm teasing.
If you haven't heard of this guy, I can hook you up. Him and Thelma and Louise, he is amazing, right?
Gotcha.
And then now,
awesome.
He's got a good career.
Lex, I forget. I mean, who was your inspirations really quick?
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
I know I asked you before, but I mean, yeah, maybe not, just to...
You know, actors, you know, I've worked with Dan Stevens on Legion, but I honestly think that he's one of the most talented actors working in television right now.
Yeah.
He's extraordinary. And favorite actresses.
Did you like Nicole Kidman too? Or
I love Nicole Kidman. She's incredible. you know, I'll say a classic, Meryl Streep.
Okay. Good. Okay, so from when this person so to speak pushed you into the showbiz. So what was it? Was it the first performance you ever did, or was it your parents being more supportive? Like, what made you continue to follow your dream in the acting world?
Well, my dad was. I was a very determined child, so I said, "Listen, I'm going to go to the States when I'm old enough."
Okay.
And he always told me, like, "You're number one. You're going to walk the red carpet. Like, that's I'm going to be there." Like, he literally was always had like unwavering faith in me.
Wow.
And I think I was very lucky because my siblings are all a lot older than me, and they had whatever pressures on them, but. Yeah, I was the baby, so he just like kind of like saw that I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and they were like, "Right, go off, do it."
Wow, that's awesome. Now, when you and forgive me one more time, you're from originally
Norway.
So from there, were there a lot of acting opportunities?
No.
So you're like, no.
So the thing of like being a child star in Norway isn't a thing, right? And parents don't encourage their children to pursue that profession in any way. And there's like one acting school that you go to really have a career.
Just one? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there are several. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but there is one that is like, oh, okay, you'll make it.
Got it.
But it doesn't really make for actors who go outside of the confines of Norway.
Yeah.
And I very early on was like, I want to be Blanche in Streetcar. You know, I want to play Long Day's Journey into Night. Like, I want to do the American parts, and I don't want to be the Norwegian Scandinavian nurse in a TV show. Like, I want to do the big, cool roles.
So then what was it, what part or what project out there did you do or get that made you just say, okay, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life? Was it going to school? Was it maybe a short film project or a project or a commercial, who knows? What was it that made you go, I think I could do this?
Well, it was watching Moulin Rouge knowing I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And then it was, I finished high school. I was in my last year of high school, and I auditioned for the biggest horror film franchise in Norway. And it was my first ever audition, and I got to the final round.
Wow.
And I like didn't have any, at that time I was like very raw.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have any like audition, whatever,
techniques.
This is what I need to do. Like, yeah. So I got to the final round, and I was running around the offices, like, and the director was following me with the camera, and I was like, this is fun. Like, And I didn't get it, but I was, he, you know, I met him 2 years after that and he remembered me and it, you know, he was, it was really great. And I thought, this is, I can actually do this because I got this far without knowing anything besides what I'd learned in high school in acting class, you know?
So then when did you pack up? Because, you know, again, Lexi Gluck revealed that you guys went to Harvard.
Together.
But when did you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go out there. But did you, was your plan to always go to college and you know, especially Harvard? I mean, so obviously you're really intelligent to in order to get to Harvard, right? You were a straight A, was it like a straight A student? Or that's pretty impressive, I must say. I don't know many people that went to Harvard. No, I have some.
You know, two now.
Yeah. So was that your aspiration was always like Harvard? And then
I always wanted to go to grad school. I wanted to go to Yale. You know, because Meryl Streep went there, Laura Linney, everyone went there, right? And they had huge careers. And I thought, well, if I'm going to learn something someplace, I might as well go where the best people went.
Yeah.
Well, I went to USC for my undergrad because... Okay. Shonda Rhimes went to USC, and I was a huge Grey's Anatomy fan.
Okay.
So when I finished high school, I did a couple of years of like acting class, you know, I moved around, whatever. And then I applied for USC and I got in and I went to USC. And then down the line, I had a plan to go to grad school.
Oh, wow. So Lexi Gluck, guest co-host, actress, producer. do you have any questions for Ingrid Werner of her earlier career before we get into the nitty-gritty? I know you guys are good friends, but the picture, audiences don't know everything you know. You know, your little girl talks, you know, late at night, you know, that kind of stuff. But is there anything that you would think, or maybe you just have a question that you never got to ask her, and now you're on the air, and you could ask her yourself. But is there any questions that the audience may be interested in on maybe her earlier career before, again, we get into more of the nitty-gritty of her?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I have a few roles that I did in college that are really meaningful to me. Do you have a favorite theatrical role that you did at USC?
I played Roxy Hart in Chicago.
What? Get out of here.
Wait, did you not know that, Lexi?
No, I literally didn't know. That's such a dream.
I know. Well, I am more of a Velma Kelly, but the girl who... let's just put it that this way. I was a better dancer than the other chick. So she played Velma Kelly because she had a great voice, but she couldn't dance. And Roxy needs to be able to dance rather than sing. So I did that, and I, you know, the choreography came from the like Bob Fosse, whatever.
Yeah. Ingrid original. Is an incredible ballet dancer. I know that from crying every class that we had together in
Russia. Oh, you guys, did you have to learn ballet too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did ballet in grad school. And Ingrid is quite talented.
So that's how you guys, so it went from obviously USC, then you went to Harvard. Mm-hmm. That's how you guys met?
Yeah.
And then what was it that, Lexa, what was it that clicked for you with her as a friend? Because obviously you've been friends for how long now?
Gosh, we've been friends for like over 8 years.
Wow. Okay. So what was it about her, out of all the, you know, all the people in the class, what was it, why did you click with Ingrid Werner from Disney's Disenchanted?
It has to be probably her depth of emotion and vulnerability. Maybe she's an incredible actress, and probably one of my favorite scenes that I did in grad school was done with Ingrid. We did a Desdemona and Amelia scene from Othello, and we did another scene as well. But she's an extraordinary scene partner.
So are you.
Really funny girl.
Well, and Ingrid Werner, what's it about Lexi Gluck that drew you to becoming closer friends with her than anyone else?
Her intensity of emotion. Oh. Yeah, and she's just so emphatic, which I love. And she is so funny. I don't know if you give yourself enough credit for being as hilarious as you are, but
we're emotional and funny.
Yeah.
Now, was there any
get it right.
did you guys ever feel competitive with each other, like, so to speak, or, you know, cuz some actresses or or actors could be like that, you know?
No. I mean,
or get catty?
No. We're very different. While like we probably would be lumped into the same kind of category, we look different and our vibes are different. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't feel that way.
Yeah. I don't either. No.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So again, so from that, so let's say you, after you, when did you feel you started getting stuff, so to speak? Was it during, after grad, beforehand, or was it just something that you just kept, like you said, focused more on the career after education, or was it kind of going back?
I had a quick year in between USC and Harvard, where I went back home and I was like, I had my American confidence. I went back home and I was booking a ton of commercials. Okay. So I was like, that's awesome. Then I went to grad school and the rest is history. And then after grad school, I started getting a lot of auditions from my then London agent. Okay. And they were big things, but I couldn't audition for them because she said, my agent then said, you have to go through the casting agents, casting directors in LA, and I wasn't really anybody and not really famous, so it was hard to audition for the bigger roles at that point. So then I thought, I'm going home, or I'm going to Europe anyways, and I started getting more like bigger auditions, and then I booked a big series regular in a Netflix show for kids called Seven and Me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And what's that about? What was that about?
It's about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's a modern day take on it, where there's like descendants of Snow White. I'm a descendant of Snow White, and I had a 15-year-old daughter, not old enough for that, but and she was the current reigning Snow White, and the dwarves had been lost for about 100 years, and here they show up on our doorstep, and trouble ensues. And I was like, my name was Blanche, and I was kind of starting my own business. My husband's a baker.
Like, wow.
It was so insane. It was shot in Paris, set in America. Like, you do the math. It was really fun, but it was a crazy process.
But that's cool. I mean, to go from that, and then obviously getting a series regular job. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm sure your parents or family was proud of that. It was like,
absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
So, and what was it like getting that particular role and knowing that it's a series regular?
It was insane. Like, I couldn't believe it. I auditioned like three, four times, and then I went to Paris to do like the in-person, and I was like, right, this is the big leagues. Like the eight producers were behind a table. There was going to be a musical theater episode, so they had me just randomly sing. I met so many people. I was just like really like overwhelmed, but I was like, right, I'm doing it. I'm going to just do it. And I think I did a really good job. Obviously, I got the role, but it was unbelievable because I waited for about 4 months for them to confirm me.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, what we're going to be doing, my guest co-host, Lexa Gluck, actress, producer from Desert Sky Legion Reboot and the upcoming Welcome to Chippendales, is going to be introducing the song of the hour. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be coming back with Ingrid Warner from Disney's Disenchanted, which is releasing when and where?
November 18th. So tomorrow on Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. So you can check it out. And you have any social medias really quick?
I do. At Ingrid Werner on WERNER on Instagram.
So that's at Ingrid Werner, INGRID. WERNER over on Instagram again, and she's in the new movie Disney's Disenchanted, which is releasing November 18th. Is it the 18th on Disney Plus?
Midnight.
Is it?
Tonight. Yeah.
Check it out. And then, actress, producer, Lexa Gluck, can you introduce this song of the hour that we're going to be playing? We'll be back more with Ingrid Werner.
Absolutely.
Right after this.
Let's jam out to Feeny by Amanda Holly.
It's Feenin.
Feenin.
Yeah. Yes.
Feenin by Amanda Holly. It's really sweet.
Let's do that one more time. Lexa Gluck introduces this song.
We are going to be listening to Feenin by Amanda Holly.
All right, great. So again, here's Feenin by Amanda Holly. Again, that's introduced by Lexa Gluck. And we'll be right back more here with Ingrid Werner from Disney's Disenchanted. And we'll be right back. Here we go. I will do that one. That's here we go. Here you go. Feenin by Amanda Holly. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I
Back here again. That was, what was that, Lexi Gluck?
That was Feenan by Amanda Holly.
Yeah, sure.
Love you, Amanda.
Yeah. So that was Feenan by Amanda Holly. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check her out. Again, that's Amanda Holly. She was a lovely guest here. Amanda Holly, that's AmandaHolley. Again, that song is called Feenan. That's FEENIN. Feenan by Amanda Holly. And by check her out on our social medias and all that kind of good stuff. Or check her out. Check out our music. All right. So we are back. Do you like that song?
Yeah.
What about you?
That was a vibe.
I do. It was nice.
And speaking of, what is your favorite kind of music, Ingrid Werner?
I like jazz. Live jazz. Yeah. Okay. Old school, big band.
Okay. And yourself, Lexi Gluck, what is your kind of music?
You know, I like female rock pop vocalists.
Okay.
I am a huge Lady Gaga fan.
Oh, monster
over here.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, she loves some.
I'm sorry. I like all of that.
She's like, I'm more into
female
jazz.
Rock,
yeah. No, I do.
Vocalist. Listen, the Harvard academic over here.
I like jazz. You know,
I do. Yeah. Honestly, some Ella Fitzgerald any day.
Awesome. Well, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, actress, producer, Lexi Gluck. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tyrone.
And we are back with my guest of the hour from the new movie Disney's Disenchanted, actress Ingrid Werner. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So we got to talk about how you guys, you know, from your earlier career steps in Norway, and then how you got pushed into the industry by a, by a friend. No. And then you went. And then you went to USC.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to grad school,
yeah.
Harvard, where you met actress producer Lexi Gluck.
Yep.
And then you also got a series regular on a series called Seven to Me, is that correct?
Yeah.
And then, so let's flash forward. So from that got you somewhat I guess in the I mean, because you're playing somewhat in a Disney-esque type of character,
yeah.
right? Or a world. And then so let's fast forward. Now all of a sudden you get this movie. You auditioned for Disney's Disenchanted,
yeah.
which is a sequel to Enchanted, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell the audience from that point, like, okay, so from that series, now obviously you're on a series starring, you know, as a lead. And you obviously, I'm sure that builds your confidence. So then all of a sudden, how did I go from that to getting this role in Disney's Disenchanted? And tell audience a little bit about your character in this movie.
So the series regular was just like a really good school for me in many ways, like learning how to do that. I'd never done a role that big before for TV. So that was just, that was great. And then... you know, I did a couple of projects and stuff in between. I did a lot of commercials and all this, and some theater and some plays, you know. And then this year, January this year, I hit the town. No, I I got like quite a few auditions, and I'd like been working on myself in the past year before that, and I got these auditions, and I was getting to the final round for all of them, and this one project came in, and it said VO at the top, which we know means voiceover, and it said Disenchanted, so my brain turned it into Disenchantment, the Netflix Simpsons show. So okay. I was like, great. Okay, that's cool. That's big. Why are they looking for American actors in London for this? That's crazy. and then I like had a look, and I was like, okay, this is different. Didn't know what the sides were. They were fake sides, you know. And it had two lines, and I was like, right, you got to nail it. And I worked on it with my coach, and then I went and did the taping at my friend's place. And we did three takes, and it was very like high emotion. I was crying. I gave them like three different levels of crying because we have to do that. We have to give them different levels of crying. And basically, I sent it in. A week later, I got a notice from my agent saying they were checking my availability. And I went, oh my gosh, this is serious. We're getting into a serious relationship here. and I thought, maybe don't get too excited because you never know. And then a week later, they said I booked it, but my agent called me and kind of muffled the words. I didn't know. I was like, I had auditioned for a few things. So I was like, okay, great. Thanks. That sounds good. She was kind of expecting me to be floored by this huge thing. Yeah. And I was like, okay, great. Thanks. And then I just had to think, and I looked back and I called my mom, and I was like, So then I called her back about 10, 15 minutes later, and I was like, is this the Disenchanted Disney project? And she's like, yes, yes. And I was like, oh, you know, I gave her what she wanted, but I also had like, I was tearing up, obviously. But I think my agent needed me to
That's awesome. give her
but it was amazing. Honestly, I couldn't believe it.
So then your flight, so where are you going from? Where are you now? Are you at Norway at this point?
I'm in London now.
You're in London.
Yeah.
And then, so what did they tell you where you have to go to film? Or are you allowed to talk about that?
Yes. So they filmed the whole project in Ireland last year. Yeah. And then this was additional photography. They were adding pivotal scenes to the movie. So they were like, we're filming out of Pinewood, which is the 007 studio. And then we're going to be in a castle north in London. And I thought, that's great. That's near where I live, kind of.
Yeah.
And I'd never been to Pinewood, you know, and Disney treats you so well. I was picked up in a lovely car and taken to the studio, and they were like, you know, making sure I didn't like veer off on my own. They were like, you know, ushering me like a little, you know, whatever. But
are you allowed to talk about your character or anything? Like, okay, so what are you?
Yeah, so... So I said I had two lines in the audition, which changed. So the night before, I got the whole scene. So it was like Patrick and my husband, the guy playing my husband, Patrick Dempsey.
Okay, Patrick. Okay, so now you're on first name, Patrick.
Sorry.
You
know? we go way back. It was Patrick Dempsey and my husband, and then I had a couple of lines. And then the night before, they changed it, and it was mostly me and Patrick Dempsey, and then my husband like interjecting, and I was like, score. and... and it is, I play, I call her Bella's mom. I play mom of a girl named Bella who Patrick saves after a giant walks through our village and destroys everything, and she's about to be hit by a piece of debris, and he saves her, and I am there to kind of be like, you know, you're such a hero, you saved my family, and kind of like maybe remind him of Amy a little bit, just so he kind of goes,
Amy Adams. Amy Adams?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. Amy Adams. And to remind him to go back to his family, because he's trying to be this like quintessential hero, right? Like saving people from dragons, giants, but really he needs to go back to his family, because what's happening at home is, he doesn't even know what's going on, but it's about to be a hot mess. So, yeah.
Wow. So what was it like working on this huge movie, Disney's Disenchanted, which comes out November 18th on Disney Plus? So what was it like working? I mean, so obviously, you know, you've been doing a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden you get this, you're working with, because you're a Grey's Anatomy fan, right?
Mm,
and then
yes.
So did you, and then you're now you're working with Patrick Dempsey.
Mm-hmm.
Did he know you're a fan of the?
No, he still doesn't.
Actually, great, Patrick, you mind coming in?
He's here.
Oh
my gosh.
No. So what was your inner voice saying to you when you're like working right next to him?
Well, I had a talk with myself before the whole thing, saying, "Listen, you got to be cool. He cannot know that he's your future husband." No, I was a huge fan. You know, when he came on the scene for Grey's Anatomy, and I thought, this is like full circle. Like, I have manifested this because I so intently wanted to work with him when I was a teenager. And on the day, I think I just went into work mode where I was like, you're here. It's Disney. It's a big budget. You got to do your job and that's it. Like, don't, you know, you're not going to be trouble for anybody. Yeah. You're just going to do it and they're going to love it. And so I just got into that mode, and then he like walked on and he looked, you know, he's so dashing in his blue eyes and he was so nice and he just like, hi Ingrid. And I was like, oh, he said my name, you know, and oh my gosh. Like, and then I was like, I you know, he took really good care of my co-star and I. He knew that it was like our first big studio thing. And he was super hyper aware of what was going on. And he made sure that we knew what was going on as well. And then I had this like close up. He was like, we got to make you look fantastic. Like, this is your moment. So like, can we get people in? Right. He just took care of me.
That's awesome.
And then at the end, I was standing around with like a couple of the other guys and the guy playing my husband, and we were talking and they were like, oh, you know, like, I talked to him about racing cars. And I was like, yeah, he does race cars. Yeah. In fact, he's a fan of this and this and this car. And they just like turned to me and they were like, wow, you've kept it cool. I had no idea how into him you are. And I was like, I know. It's so painful.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, but I was very professional, don't worry.
So then all of a sudden, you know, you do that. And then the premiere was last night, correct?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I hear it was... It was a huge premiere, and I'm very fortunate. You know, in the media world, I've covered a lot of premieres, but according to your publicist, that this premiere was big. That it went down. I don't know. It was like almost like as big as the Oscars kind of carpet. Is that correct?
Yeah, they blocked off the whole block in front of the El Capitan, and I mean, there was no through traffic, so. I've only seen it like that once before. For
like
something.
I think Star Wars. I remember the Star Wars premiere was they blocked. I mean, it's very rare, and I cover a lot of carpets, and there's very rare where they're that big.
Yeah.
And when I saw like pictures of it and stuff like that, I was like, oh, that's awesome for you.
Yeah.
So what was it like now going to the premiere, walking the red carpet like your dad was hoping? You know, like
oh my gosh.
So was your dad there or no? Was he?
No, he unfortunately passed away in 2020.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry,
it happens. But
he was there with you in spirit, I'm sure.
Exactly. Always said, you know, you're gonna walk the red carpet on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was like, Dad, not a lot of people do that.
Wow.
Can you believe? Like, is how weird
That's
is
amazing.
That?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is some weird cosmic whatever. But, yeah.
You felt like a princess, so to speak.
Something. I did.
Wow.
I did feel like a princess because people were like eyeing me, and Cher will contest to this. Cher, our publicist, yeah. Mine, Lux's publicist. people are like eyeing me across the across the room, or I guess street.
The carpet, yeah.
The carpet. And when I came over to them, they were like, "We've been looking at you. Your dress is amazing. Like, who are you? Like, what's going on?" Like, you know. And it was really, really. I feel like this is the ultimate experience. So I'm like, how, like, you know. Yeah. Are premieres like this always? Like, no, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was like really, I sat in the movie theater and like I had a bit of a moment being like, I feel like this is it. Like, you know, like part of me is like, whew. Part of me as like the inner child, I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Part of me is the inner child was like, this is super like full circle moment and I'm quite content with this.
Wow.
If nothing else.
So was it what you expected when you did the film and now watching it on the big screen and with everybody in there?
I was pleasantly surprised because when I did ADR, so additional dialogue recording for it, and I saw it and I was like, oh, it's a great scene. Too bad about, you know, they didn't do the close-up, but it looks great. And then I saw it on the screen and they had put the close-up of me back in there.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, the actor part of me was like, great for my show reel.
Yeah.
But the other part was like, this is beautiful. Like, it's a great moment. And I, you know, it's crazy to see your face so big on screen.
If you guys don't see, I know this is a, you don't see because we're on radio here, so to speak. But you don't see her. She's actually crying. Ingrid Werner's actually tearing up. It's very emotional here. It's really, really... Great to see. Actually, you're the first one that's really gotten emotional. You know, I try to keep this uplifting.
I said she was emotional.
Yeah, well, but that's awesome. But I mean, these are happy tears, and I'm so proud of you and excited for you because I think the fact that your dad said that you're going to be walking on the red carpet on Hollywood Boulevard, because red carpets are all over the place, and I've covered a lot of them through the many years of doing this, and not all of them are on Hollywood Boulevard. I mean, it's kind of like the stereotype that it's going to always, but they're all over the place in LA.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's the big red carpet with Disney and a big, you know, film and X, Y, and Z, and taking all that on Hollywood Boulevard, I think that's, you know, almost a fairy tale right there.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely
awesome.
And it's not lost on me. I'm super grateful.
And you got photos. I saw the photos and like getting images and stuff like
that.
That's awesome. And then you look like a princess. And
Thank you.
That's awesome. So really quickly, we got like 3 minutes left here. Lexa Gluck, any other questions really quickly as guest co-host for the awesome Ingrid Werner that you could maybe think of or...
What was your favorite moment from last night at the premiere?
I think these two ladies from Disney Social, as I inched my way closer to them, they stood there and they were like, first and foremost, we've been looking at you from when you got on the carpet. You look amazing. What is this? What, you know, and they asked me about my dress. And then we had just such a good moment together. And I think that was one of my favorite things. And meeting Jeffrey Chapin-Boyer as well was awesome.
Awesome.
I'm probably missing out stuff, but it's all a blur now.
So really quickly, how could people check it out one more time? Again, it's Disney's Disenchanted. How do they check it out?
On Disney Plus as of midnight tonight, but November 18th, if you like. And yeah.
Awesome. And then they could catch your socials one more time?
Instagram, that's at Ingrid Werner, IngridWerner.
Awesome. Well, we like to end off this. And normally when I cover the carpets, I get to ask this question a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask it to you here in the studio instead. Because I did not get to cover that, and I did not get to see you there. But I saw you at another premiere, at another the World Choreography Awards the other day. So, but I still didn't get the interview there.
It was kind of
so, but now here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So I always like to, you know, ask this question. So obviously you've been inspired. The show is ultimately about inspiring others. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actress, or maybe just follow their dreams in general?
It's going to sound cliche, but everyone has their own path and their own journey. And if you have a passion for it, 100% go for it. But know that it happens at different times for different people, and you just got to be patient. And if you're patient, it's probably going to pay off.
All right. Mm. And Lexa Gluck, our guest co-host, I know you've asked this, answered this question before. Really quickly for you, one more time, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, be an actress or a producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, since I'm here with one of my best friends, I would say always support your friends and be there for them. Mm. They'll be there for you because we are an artistic community, and making art is about community and ensemble, and we are a group of people, so support your friends.
Awesome. Well, guys, I want to say, and guys, I'm just saying that as a general.
Ladies.
Lovely ladies. I want to say thank you so much for coming in. Lexa Gluck, thank you for being an
awesome guest co-host.
Again,
this is awesome.
How could they check you out one more time and your stuff coming up?
Absolutely. You can catch me on Instagram at Lexa, L-E-X-A, Gluck, G-L-U-C-K, and catch me in the pilot episode of Welcome to Chippendales on November 22nd.
Okay. And then also, one more time, Ingrid Werner, social medias, and how can they check out Disney's Disenchanted?
Instagram at Ingrid Werner, I-N-G-R-I-D-W-E-R-N-E-R, and Disney Plus, so Disenchanted Disney Plus, November 18th or tonight, midnight.
Awesome. Well, any quick shout-outs for anybody?
To my mom, Gun Werner. Okay. Hi, Mama.
Okay.
Since we're Mama's girls, I'll shout out Lisa Gluck, Mama.
Hi, well, Lisa.
Well, again, best of luck to both of you. Thank you guys for coming in, and God bless you guys both. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Lexa Gluck, thank you for being a great guest host. And then Ingrid Werner, thank you for being a lovely guest. You guys, you guys are always welcome back.
Thank you.
God bless you guys all. And I want to thank all of you guys for always tuning in. Thank you guys all. I'm always grateful and appreciative. And again, without you guys, there's no show, so to speak. And I'm very grateful and love you guys all. So I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.